to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of SWAT!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout! The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of HugginsandScott.com Auctions. We're giving away today to one caller with a question about the value of your sports collectible, a box of Topps 75th Anniversary that has three pop culture autographs per box. Plus, Vince, this has some other stuff in it. Didn't you get a... What did you get, a printing plate of Neil Armstrong?
Neil Armstrong,
right?
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That was pretty cool.
So it's the printing plate that they actually used to make the card. It's a one-of-one card. So
yeah.
It's a nice card.
We searched eBay when Vince got it, and there was not another one-of-one of Neil Armstrong on eBay at the time. So that was pretty cool. And then Huggins and Scott Auctions has their still taking in items for their February 2014 auction that runs from February 3rd to February 13th. Bill Huggins, I guess next week on the 28th, the preview for those auction items will be up. Is that correct?
Yes. We'll switch our site over from the October auction to the, or from the December to the February auction, so people can start previewing what we've got in so far. And our writers work every day and add more items every day, so check back all the time for new additions.
Josh told me a couple of things from that'll be in there. You have an E98 Cy Young PSA 8. There can't be many that nice around, huh, Bill?
No, I don't think so. That's got to be, you know, one of the highest graded ones of those ever encapsulated.
Yeah. Any ideas on what that might go for?
I'm going to say $5,000 to $10,000.
Oh, wow. Nice. And then you took in that Joe Jackson display at the Sun-Times show, right? What tell us about that item.
Well, that's that Draper Maynard is a sporting goods supply company, and it's a stand-up store display about 16 inches tall and maybe about a foot wide that you would put on the counter and at a sporting goods store, and it's just got a big picture of Joe Jackson, kind of a die-cut thing of his. That there's been another one that surfaced years and years ago. However, the back was broken off, the head was broken off, the bottom was missing, and everything. And that sold for about $7,500.
Wow! And yours is in a lot nicer condition.
Oh yeah, well, it's actually had some professional restoration, which adds a lot of credibility to us. A lot of those things are being reproduced and counterfeited these days, but this one certainly had not been.
One of my customers at T-Crown dropped off some 1956 and 57 carts. That actually works pretty good. If somebody has something in the area and they're a little leery of shipping it to Huggins and Scott themselves, if you want to drop it off to me at T-Crown, that worked out well. They sent me a label to stick on the package, insured it, and sent it out, so that worked nice. So the February 2014 Huggins and Scott auction will be up to, it'll start February 3rd, go through February 13th, and start on the 28th. We'll talk about some items next week. The 28th, the previews will be up. So the number here is 312-332-3776. If you're up and at them, ready for the holiday season. Now we're giving away a top 75th anniversary box. Plus, now that will be the winner of that one. Vince, you're going to have to do two drawings this week, okay? The winner of the top 75th anniversary, just like a regular week, Vince, you'll have to email Vince at ercdelivery.com. And then the other winner, I'm going to give away a box of 2013 Top Strata football. And the winner for that box will have to come into Triple Crown in Naperville this week to pick up that box. So the number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call with your question about the value of an item. It can be sports, collectibles, pop culture, political, whatever. Give us a buzz and we'll see. We'll give you our best estimate of what we think it might go for in an auction. I tweeted about another customer had what he thought was a 1927 Spalding baseball. I think it was a Babe Ruth home run king ball or something like that. That turned out it was a stamped signature of Babe Ruth on it. And Josh from Huggins and Scott actually filled me in on that one, that it had to be stamped because they had run one in an auction in the past where Ruth had actually signed the other side. And looking at the picture of that item, the stamped signature on the front on the sweet spot was exactly in the same place and looked exactly the same as the ball that this guy had. But I could see why he was fooled, because he had sent, I don't know if he sent the ball to Spalding or a picture of the ball, and they actually sent him back a letter where they seemed to think it was actually signed by Ruth. So he was pretty disappointed. The ball not signed is probably in the $50 to $75 range. So he was pretty disappointed, but at least he knows now for sure that that it wasn't signed. Bill, I didn't know, even going back to 27, that you could even, that they even did facsimile autographs on items that long ago.
Well, I think, Tom, that was more of a promotional thing that that they did as far as a giveaway. I don't know if you had to collect three cereal box tops or eat cornflakes or whatever, and you sent in whatever, and you got a Babe Ruth ball, but it wasn't signed. It was sort of printed at a factory, and they would send them out to a bunch of the kids who sent in whatever you needed to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a cool-looking ball. I think the funny part about that, I think he got that ball when he bought some old desk or something at a, I don't know if it was at an estate sale, and one of the drawers in the whatever the piece of furniture was that he got was sealed, or he couldn't get it open. He finally got it open, and that ball was in there. And he's thinking, "Oh my gosh! I got a Babe Ruth signed baseball." And then it turns out it was. It's still pretty neat, though. Okay, Mike from Naperville's leading it off. What do you have, Mike? What's new, Mike?
Not much. I got a Reggie Jackson autographed bat, and he also put Mr. October on it. It's out of like 500.
Oh, out of 500. Who numbered it? Do you know? Was it like a card company that did that?
I'm not really sure.
Okay. But numbered to 500 with Mr. October, I'm thinking that's probably in, I don't know, $100 to $150 range. Bill, you ever get a Reggie Jackson game used bat in an auction? I would imagine those would go for some bucks.
Oh, yeah. Reggie game bats are, depending on whether it's early in his career with Oakland or, you know, the Yankees, or when the bat can be dated from, they can range anywhere from $750 to probably $3,000 or $4,000 or more.
If you could get one that you knew was from his, was that the 77 World Series when he hit all the home runs? That would be big money then, huh?
That may be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know.
Yeah, that could be. Mike from Valpo's on the line. What do you have this week, Mike?
Hey, I got a BGS 9.5 graded Ryan Tannehill autograph jumbo patch numbered out of 49.
Hmm.
Well, there's your guy, Tom.
Yeah, I'm a big Tannehill guy. I love his release, actually. I love the way he throws the ball. And I think if he ever gets some better weapons there, I think he's got a chance to be a really good quarterback. Now, which product was that from, Mike?
I believe that was out of the Panini National Treasures or something like that.
You're kidding. I just picked up a National Treasures with a multicolored patch yesterday in a trade. I think that's in the $400 range. I think mine was numbered to 99. Yours is to 49, huh?
Yeah.
Is yours graded?
Yeah, 9.5 BGS.
Oh, well, the one I picked up was a 9.9. So yours is probably, I would think, maybe 600 to 800.
Nice.
How's the patch look on that?
Oh, it's really sweet.
Yeah, especially with the 9.5 grade. That's nice. Ryan Tannehill, I've been a big guy. Last year I was big on Alshon and Ryan Tannehill, and I still like them both. Alshon, those giant hands of his. He catches everything. I love watching him play. He's really fun to watch.
Seems every year, Tom, you pick out a couple guys in football that just you nail it exactly. All
I'm
Sean
not always,
Tannehill.
I'm not always right.
Adam Jones a couple years ago.
Adam Jones
know.
In baseball. Yeah, he was right. My guy. That's right.
I just follow your lead, you know, and invest.
You know, speaking of the Bears, I wonder how if Briggs is going to be able to play. Adam, have you heard anything about Briggs? Any updates on him? It sounded like he was planning on playing, but how healthy he is or anything?
Yeah, it depends on how he feels before the game. It's going to be a game time decision.
It is. That's what I thought. But you know, if he's 100%, I doubt he'll be 100%. But if he's close, that would sure help him. That run defense. Oh my gosh, with LeSean McCoy. They're up against. Now we got to wait and see. Now that they move the game to tonight, I guess if the Packers and Lions both lose and the Bears win, I think they clinch the division. Yeah, so this is actually could be an interesting day. So hopefully we got to, just like usual, but even more than ever, we'll be rooting against the Lions and
absolutely.
The Packers.
Absolutely.
I put a tweet up on when I got that big Rodgers card that I ended up doing the trades with, about how doesn't it make you sick, Packer fans, that a Bears fan, me, has this Rodgers card and then put a picture up of it? Oh, I loved it.
Well, what was that booking for, about 2,500 or so?
Yeah, that came out
nice
of that Leafs Best of Football. That was nice. That's how I got, actually, I ended up getting the Tannehill and another Andrew Luck National Treasures as byproducts of that card. You never know at T-Crowd, especially yep. on trade day, what's going to come in and go out. And
that's a lot of fun.
The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. And we're listening to your questions about the value of your sports collectibles. If you have any political or pop culture items, we're giving away to two different callers this week. One box we're giving away is a top 75th anniversary box with three pop culture autographs. And the other one, you'll have to come and pick up a T-Crown if you win this one, a box of 2013 Top Strata football. Carlos from Chicago is on. So if you do call in, there's a break coming up, but hang in there. We'll be back soon. Carlos, Chicago, what do you have?
I have 10 LeBron James. They're actually his high school cards. They're gem mint graded 10. I don't know how much they're worth, if they're actually worth anything.
Well, if all 10 of them are graded, it's probably not that tough of a gem mint, but Vince can look that one up over the break, and when we get back on, he'll see if any of them ended on eBay. So thanks, Carlos. We'll keep listening, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Hang in there, everybody. We're back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 a.m. this morning, and we're on 7 to 8 every Sunday morning. Taking your comments and questions about the value of your sports collectibles, pop culture stuff, political items. And we're giving away to one caller a box of top 75th anniversary. The winner of that one will have to email Vince at ercdelivery.com. And then another box, we're giving away a box of 2013 Top Strata football. The winner of that will have to pick it up this week at Triple Crown in Naperville. The number's 312-332-3776. Vince, your printing plate from the astronaut, Neil Armstrong. Now, what's your eBay seller ID?
Yeah, ERC1199. I have that on there. But a little bit of background on the 75th. You open up a pack, you may get an Elvis card, Farrah Fawcett, JFK. They got so much stuff in here. It's really a cool product.
Yeah.
Having a lot of fun. You open up one pack I opened up and got this foil card of the Jaws. You know, you see the shark with his mouth open. I mean,
I got a
really
I actually
cool
got an autograph of Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island. The
Dawn Wells.
One on.
Yes,
yeah, Dawn
yes,
Wells. So
yes.
The top 75th anniversary box.
And it's a fun product. It's
top
a fun
Strata
product.
Football has two autographs and a memorabilia card, and one of the autographs has like a clear plastic autograph on it that those can go for some pretty good money of the good rookies. Darian from Chicago's been waiting. Thanks for calling. Darian, what do you have?
Yeah. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I got a team. Well, it's a game ball from the 05 White Sox when they won the World Series.
Okay.
The whole team signed it. What you think would be a value on that?
Well, I don't know what they're going for right now. I think somewhere in the $500 to $1,000 range. Did you get, like, all the toughies on there? Did you get guys like Contreras and Willie Harris? And
yeah, everybody. I got them. Frank Thomas is on it.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, the whole team signed it. I think it was the last game. Because how many games did that go?
For the World Series?
Yeah.
Was that a five-game, or did they – I don't remember if they swept it in four. They might have swept it in four, actually, now. It was exciting, but it's been so long now, and they've been so bad, it's kind of turning into a vague memory again.
And as a Cub fan here, I didn't really pay attention, you know.
I'm a Cub fan, too, believe it or not.
There you go. There you go, Darian.
So how'd you end up getting the White Sox ball then, Darian?
Oh, man, I got it for a birthday present from a close friend. They gave it to me, and I'm just glad, you know.
Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to see, so you don't know the value.
I'm thinking 500 to a grand. It depends how nice it is, what all the signatures are on it. And how is it authenticated? Does it have authentication with it?
That I wouldn't be able to know that. I just know all the players on the team signed it, and it looked like it's been in the game.
Yeah. Well, if you were ever going to sell it, you'd probably have to have somebody like JSA authenticate the signatures on it, and then you'd probably get at least 500 for it. Good item. Okay. Next on the line, we have Gary from Chicago. Thanks for calling. What's new, Gary? What do you have?
I got an autographed baseball, Kerry Woods, the day he pitched, 20 strikeouts. He signed an autograph to put the date.
He put the date on it, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a number of strikeouts.
Yeah, I remember that game. I had that on a T-Crown when that was kind of a – it looked like it was going to rain. The weather was weird. Boy, did he have some dominant stuff. Now, Bill, how does that affect the value of a ball when it's a kind of a historic event and somebody puts the date on that they signed it the day that it happened?
Well – I don't know if this is a ball that was used in the game or not, Gary. If it was, and it was, you know, it's got the mud on it and was rubbed up and was actually used in the game, that's a big, you know, that could be, you know, several hundred or more easily. A lot of these guys, though, when they sign autographs, if you ask them, they'll put that inscription or other inscriptions on just a regular baseball.
Right.
That would probably make that ball somewhere in the $50 to $75 range.
That wasn't like a foul ball or a game-used ball, was it, Gary?
No, we knew Jim Fairley. He worked with the umpires.
Okay.
And he was good, you know, good friends with us, and he got it.
Yeah, still a neat ball.
Yeah.
That's one of the more dominant, just pure stuff by a pitcher that I've ever seen a pitcher pitch in a game. That was incredible. And then... you know, in true Cub fashion, it just just didn't quite pan out like you would have hoped. He still had a good career, but just not what you would have hoped. He didn't turn into Roger Clemens. Robert from Stoughton County. Where are you, Robert?
I'm south of Lafayette in Fountain County.
Okay, so what do you have?
I've got a 1993 Sports Illustrated, professionally framed, with an autograph. From Damon Bailey. He played for Indiana University, and it's the issue that they beat at the time, number one, Kentucky.
Yeah, that's a neat thing if you're an Indiana fan, but not a whole lot of value to that one. I don't think that he never really panned out as a pro, and still has a legend, I guess, I'm sure, in Indiana, but I would think only probably $25, $50 for an item like that. Next on the line, we have Tom from Gurnee. Thanks for calling, Tom. What's new?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I got some cards I got from a friend I inherited. One of them is a play ball from Gum Inc., a Samuel Blake Chapman card. It's, you know, it's his image. It's like in color, but it's not a color photo. It's kind of like they colorized it or something.
Mm-hmm.
That one. And then I've got a series of cards that don't say who manufactured them, and I'm wondering if they're from like what used to be put in bread. They have different players like a Paul Big Poison Wainer. So these are all from like the 30s, And they have like an out and a strike or a double and a foul. So it looks like they were used maybe to play a game.
Bill Huggins would be familiar with those. You're familiar with the
Sam Chapman card is a 1941 play ball, Tom. I say, Tom, the Sam Chapman card that you have?
That's right.
That's a 1941 play ball card. They were the ones that they issued in colorized versions of those. And, I mean, depending on the condition, it could be a $10 to $50 card, probably. The other cards that say, do they look like a deck of playing cards?
Kind of, yeah.
They have rounded corners and everything?
They do have rounded corners, yeah.
Yeah, there was a company that made them. It's called SS something or another. And they were made in like the mid-1930s, which the players that you mentioned would be in there. The whole deck of those we've actually sold for between 500 and 1,000. Individual cards are probably there in the $10 to $75 range, depending on whether you're talking about commons or Hall of Famers.
I would imagine with rounded corners, they're not as tough to get good grades on as some of the other old
Actually, they're easier to get good grades
on.
Yeah,
that's what I would have thought.
Because they just don't wear as, you know, they don't show as much wear.
Still neat stuff. Anything from the 30s and 40s is great stuff. Thanks, Tom.
Well, it's fun to display.
Yeah, very nice. Al from Tinley Park's been waiting. Tell us what you have, Al.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I have a pair of PSA authenticated game used, signed Frank Thomas cleats.
Oh, what year are they from? Do you know?
You know, I'd have to look it up on the authentication. I bought them probably about 6 years ago from Heritage Auctions, and I'm just curious as to how much they might have gone up in value now that he's going in the Hall of Fame.
Well, you know, first off, we don't know for sure that he's in the Hall of Fame yet.
Well, he should.
But I think everybody, since he's retired or through the end of his career, figured he would be a Hall of Famer sooner or later. So his stuff has pretty much been trading as a Hall of Famer right along. Have you ever had Thomas cleats in an auction, Bill?
Well, I don't know that we have, Tom. Al, how long ago did you buy these?
About 6 years ago, I want to say, 5-6 years ago. I paid about $400 for them, $425.
I would venture to say they are certainly not worth anything less than that. How much more than that? It really, you know, when he goes in the Hall of Fame, I would say that they may have doubled at least or something like that would be a good estimate. Cleats are a tough collectible. There's not as big of a following out there for it as there is for jerseys and bats and balls and things of that nature. Okay. But there again, to the right people, they are very, very collectible.
Sounds like you have another pretty neat item here, and I like this guy. Oh, I've got a better impression of him than that. It's a little early. The weather's been bad, but what else do you have there, Al?
Yeah, it's a cut signature, and then I've got it in the frame display with James Bond, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, the only PSA James Bond. That's the only James Bond. No, don't forget that.
I agree.
What does Sean Connery go for? He's got to be a pretty valuable autograph, I would think, at least.
I have not seen him sign that much. He has a very unique circle-y type loopy signature, if I'm not mistaken. And is the signature on the photos or just on a piece of paper framed with a photo?
No, it's on an index card, and I went ahead and had it framed with the photo. It's signed in like a red ink, and it's had it authenticated about 2 months ago by PSA, and it came out good. So it's a nice clean signature.
Yeah, that's a nice way to display something if you do get a cut to mat it underneath a photo and frame it.
Yeah, I would venture to say you're looking, you know, at least a couple of $100 on that, Al.
Too.
And who knows, when he passes away, then you don't get any more of them. That has a tendency, when guys die, that's when their autographs go up.
Now,
well, thanks, guys.
Is your photo, is he James Bond in the photo?
He's James Bond in the photo, the one, you know, standing sideways with the gun across his chest. Yeah, it's the best
awesome.
James Bond ever.
Yep, thanks. Speaking of impressions, that reminds me of a story. My oldest son, Jim, always thinks he's got the impressions down. And, I don't know, have you ever heard anybody do a good Lou Piniella impression? I've never heard it. We were at a restaurant one time, and Jim pulls out his Lou Piniella impression, and it's like, that's great. It's a great impression, but it's a great Edward G. Robinson impression. That's what it sounded like. We ended up telling the waiter. We go, okay, what do you think? Who does this sound like? And he goes, oh, that's Edward G. Robinson. He's like, no, it's supposed to be Lou Piniella. About 2 or 3 minutes later, the waiter had left. He comes back. He's doing his own Lou Piniella. It wasn't good either. I've never heard a good one.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Let's not get giggly with this little run we're having.
There we go. Now, that was either a great impression or that was really Lou Piniella. Next on the line is Ed from Hoffman Estates. What do you have, Ed?
How are you doing, Tom? Long time no see. Remember me? I'm the guy that sold you that for good old money. Can a hub sign fencing scorecard.
Oh, yeah. You had all the old scorecards. You used to live near Wrigley Field?
No. Yeah, I used to live there. It was like you when I was a kid, right?
Yeah, you had a whole stack.
When the Bears were cooking footballs, I had a wave one. Anyway.
What type of phone are you on? Are you on a speaker or something, Ed? You're a little...
I'm on a cell phone.
Okay.
I'm sitting in the parking lot at work.
Okay.
I've got two Jonas Salk autographs on index cards.
Ooh. Let's just go with the Jonas Salk. Bill, what do you think? Have you ever had an autograph of him?
Don't think so.
Oh, I would think that could be pretty good. That'd be a good one to look up. We'll have to see if we can find anything of him this week. I would think that would be pretty valuable. One other big one, Ed. What's your biggest other one?
Robert Jarvik, Jarvik 7 Heart.
Oh.
He created the mechanical heart.
Boy, that's another one that I would doubt Bill's had, or I haven't
seen
it.
Definitely not, yeah.
That's one to look up, though. We'll look those up, see if we can find anything that's sold of those two. That's pretty cool, Ed.
I have all the corresponding letters, too, from the people, the secretaries, who stated that they are real. So,
yeah, you know, sometimes if you have a letter that was signed by a guy and there's some historic content to that letter, it can really add to the value of an item. So, yeah, that's neat, Ed.
All right. Well, nice talking to you again, Tom.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, won't you have that thing of praise? And please don't cut that thing off. You got Ken Ubs on the front and Clemente on the back.
Ed, I hate to tell you this, Ed.
Oh, no.
But no, I didn't cut it off. I left it the same, but I don't own it anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh,
a big Clemente collector. That comes in pretty regularly, ended up getting that from me. But he's going to keep it all together, too, because that was so cool.
It was a bunch
of signatures, including Clemente on the front, and a bunch of signatures, including Ken Hubs on the back. So it was kind of.
Hubs was on the front, and Roberto was on the back, but there were other signatures.
Yeah.
And I believe a lot of them were Hall of Famers, too.
Yeah, that was a neat item.
Pirates.
You had a lot of neat programs there. That must have been fun when you were a kid doing that.
Oh, God, yeah. Meeting those people was a thrill, Tom. I tell you.
Thanks for the call, Ed.
Okay.
Okay, next on the line we have Gene from Grant Park. What do you have, Gene?
Hey, good morning. I've got a card here that I bought at an auction. I don't know. It's been probably 10 years. It's a timeless treasure. It's a Yogi Berra. It's like 13 out of 15.
Okay.
And it's got, on the front of it, it's got a little round circle with a patch of his jersey. I guess it's a rookie card. And it just says rookie year materials, timeless treasures.
Is it a multicolored patch or a stripe or is it a big chunk or is it just a little?
It's just a little
single colored.
Yeah.
Those type items don't usually sell as well. Low numbered is good, but I doubt that would go for over $50 in an auction at this point. There's been a pretty good amount of those type jersey cards. Usually with a signature on a guy who's a tough to get signature in a multicolored patch, they do better. Okay, it's time for a short break. I'm Tom Morgan. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 o'clock. Give us a call with your question about the value of an item, and we'll try to get to it before the end of the show. Hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of HugginsandScott.com. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. We're on every Sunday now from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. And you can call us with your question about the value of a sports collectible. If you have a question, if you have an item that you've gotten from a political campaign, or if you have any pop culture items, give us a call. We might be able to help you with the value of an item. We had a caller earlier was asking about Jonas Salk. Vince found something on eBay that ended at him. He's a pretty good signature.
Yeah, earlier in the month, a Salk cut autograph sold for $400.
Not bad.
So it gives you a perspective on range of price.
Yeah, so I would think that that's a good item to get. Then we're giving away now to one caller. We're giving away two items this week, actually. Typically, if you win, you have to email vince@ercdelivery.com, and the person who wins the top 75th anniversary box will have to email Vince. And then also we're giving away a box of 2013 Top Strata football. The winner of that box will have to come in and pick it up at Triple Crown in Naperville this week. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. And it's a little bit of a slower day this week with the weather and the holidays, so you got a better chance of getting your call on this week. Joel from Marcellus, Michigan is waiting. What do you have there, Joel?
Hey, how you doing today, buddy?
Doing great.
I was kind of dragged into a rummage sale about a month ago, and I found a picture, a signed autograph, 352 out of 500, series for Greasy from the undefeated Dolphins. I got it for $5. Just kind of wondering what the heck it was. I mean,
You made some money on it. It's probably worth at least $20 to $30, I would think. It's not going to put your kids through college, but you made a little profit, and sometimes it's just any profit is good. Speaking of profit, the Green Lantern's on the line. What do you have there, Lantern?
Tommy, what's going on?
What's new?
I hope I do have some profit here. Got a Josh McCown autograph on a official UFL game ball.
Now, see, I didn't even know there was a UFL. I thought you were talking USFL when you were mentioning this earlier this week. You know, Josh McCown has actually picked up some value with how well he's played so far this year. I'm actually hoping that if Cutler does sign a long-term deal, that they somehow piggyback a deal like 3 years with Josh just to be his backup. I mean, he understands this offense so well. I don't think that helmet's worth too much, Lantern, at this point, but it's still a good item. Next on the line, we have Cliff from Mount Greenwood. Now, this is an interesting item, Cliff. Tell us what you have.
Yeah, I've got two items, but the one I think you're really interested in is when I was a senior in high school, right after senior year, I read the book The Enemy Within by Robert Kennedy about the racketeering going on in the labor unions with Jimmy Hoffa and so forth. And I was so impressed by the book that I wrote him a 3-page letter and sent him the pocketbook, which I have in front of me, which sold at that time for 50 cents. And I asked him if he wouldn't be so kind as to autograph it for me. Well, that was in late August. I did not hear from him until the first week of December when he sent the book along with a note. And the note had four sentences here. It's typed, and it says, "Dear Cliff, thanks very much for your nice letter, and my apologies for the delay in answering it. I appreciate the interest that prompted you to write and the fact that you enjoyed The Enemy Within. I am returning your copy herewith, autographed by my brother and myself. Good luck to you at DePaul. Sincerely yours, Robert F. Kennedy." He signed the letter in a ballpoint pen, and on the title page of the book, I have both Robert Kennedy's autograph in ballpoint pen and right underneath John Kennedy in fountain pen.
Wow.
Wow. That's something.
Now, that I bet you haven't even seen one of those, have you, Bill, with the two of them on the same book?
No, I don't remember seeing the two of them on anything like that. That's a home run.
Yeah, that's neat, Cliff.
Wow. Yeah.
What year did you get that?
Well, I read the book in August of 1960, and then he was elected about 4 months later in November. And he dated the letter here November 17th, 1960, but I didn't receive it back from him until the first week of December of 1960.
Okay. So that would have been after the election, I guess. The election was...
Exactly. Yeah. And, of course, Robert Kennedy at the time was also managing his brother's campaign.
Right, yeah. Wow, that's really, I mean, would you even be able to give an estimate on that, Bill?
Oh, gosh, it's got to be $3,000 to $5,000 or more.
Yeah, it could go more. And are you thinking of selling it, Cliff, or is that something you hang on to the rest of your life?
Well, I'm single, so I don't have
kids to pass it down to,
and I'm 71 right now, so I would be thinking of selling it.
Okay, well,
I'll tell you, that would be a great item for auction, certainly a feature item. And like Tom was saying, I don't think we've ever had one of those before in our auction, Cliff. And when we run items in our auction that the first one of a dual sign thing by the Kennedys, the first one gets the most money.
Yeah, really neat. Now,
wow.
Yeah, they've got, you guys typically run auctions every couple of months, right, Bill?
Yeah, we do six a year every even month, yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to get it going, you can call Bill at Huggins & Scott or go to HugginsandScott.com to check out their auction site. And then, get the info on how to get it in an auction. Cliff, that's a great item. That would be interesting to see what it would go for. I think you might be surprised how high that baby goes.
That'd be an auction just to be cool to watch.
It'd be fun to watch, yeah. And then since you're in the Chicago area, I mean, if you do want to ever, you could bring it into to T-Crown in Naperville, and I could help you with it if you're having trouble getting it to Huggins and Scott, so don't forget that.
Yeah, I could do that. Could I throw in a quick second item?
Yeah, sure.
This one won't be quite as exciting, but I coached baseball back in the 80s and 90s, and I happen to know the Rawlings sports representative at the time, and he happened to get for me, these are not autographed, but they are five brand-new baseballs. Three of them have the All-Star stamp on them for 80, 83, and 84, and two of them have the World Series stamp on them for 82 and 94. And I thought they would make a great item for people to go out and get autographs, perhaps of players that played during those periods.
Yeah, they're only like 10 to 15 a ball. Those aren't not autographed. Those aren't anywhere near as exciting as your book, Cliff.
Oh, I know. That was...
Great item. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you. Bye now.
Peter from Elmhurst has been waiting. What do you have, Peter? Can you top JFK and Robert Kennedy signed book?
Historically speaking, probably not, but maybe from a Chicago perspective, I can.
What do you have, Peter?
I've got an autographed Frank Thomas rookie card, but he's still in his collegiate uniform.
Okay, so it's probably the Topps card, I would bet. Yeah, that's probably in the 50 to 75 range if you had a gem mint graded. And it was a gem mint signature with a gem mint card. It would go for more, but probably 50 to 75. Pat from Marengo is on the line. How are things in Marengo?
It's pretty snowy out here. Everything's slick. But I've got a Rydell full-sized Hall of Fame helmet. And I was getting autographs. And I got Singletary's autograph on there. And I got Dick Butkus's autograph on there. And then a couple years later, I was going to a show, and Brian Urlacher was there. And I kind of jumped the gun a little bit, and I went ahead and got his autograph on there, too, even though he's not in the Hall of Fame yet.
I think you're safe with that one, Pat. I think I think he's going to make it, so I think you're good with that. The three of them on an official Chicago Bears helmet?
No, it's one of the Rydell Hall of Fame helmets.
Oh, okay.
You can only get those in Canton.
Full size, though, right?
Yeah, it's full size. It's in a case, and I had all three autographs graded, and they're all gem mint signatures and everything too. So,
well, I'm thinking the three of them is probably $300 to $500. Like if you had that in a store, if I had it in a Triple Crown, and it's with the authentication and everything, it's really nice. I'd probably be asking around $500 for it and see how that went. Sometimes on those type items, you can ask a price and. You know, you're never sure if you haven't seen any sell in the marketplace. You just give it throw out a number that sounds good and see how it goes. Larry from, Larry, where are you calling from, Larry?
Mettawa.
Where's Mettawa?
Near Libertyville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Lake Forest.
All right. What do you have?
I've got a Larry Doby autographed bat from the All-Star game in Cleveland in 1997.
Well, that's pretty cool. I would think.
From Cooperstown.
Yeah, I would think that's about a $100 item. Not bad at all.
Oh, you let him go. I was going to ask. I think Casey Urlacher is the mayor of Mettawa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be something that we can Google that one. I think he did. You might be right. You might be right about that. Patrick from Crystal Lake is on the line. What do you have, Patrick? Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, same to you.
Thank you. A little quick story. I was collecting cards a long time ago, and I pulled a 1994 Upper Deck Mickey Mantle, Ken Griffey Jr., both autographed. You can get like one set of 500.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Well, it had stuck to the pack, so I sent it back to Upper Deck. And then sure enough, about a month later, it came back in a special like molded frame, sealed in plastic with a certificate of authenticity put into the frame. I've never seen anything like that before, and I was curious, is anybody...
Being in the frame, that sure doesn't hurt, and that's a nice item. I think those cards where both of them signed are sell for maybe $700 or $800, and I would think that that's even better, the fact that you do have it in the frame. So I would think probably $700 to $1,000, somewhere in that range. That's a really nice item. Bill, you ever get that type of thing in your auctions where it would be a newer signed card, but it has, you know, the bigger names in it?
Oh, yeah, we've had those, and they do very, very well. That the card that Patrick has, yeah, I think you're right on with your estimate there, if not a little bit more. Who knows if a couple guys get excited. That card was around years ago, but I haven't seen one in years.
Yeah, I have had a couple of them come through T-Crown over the years, and real good cards. Yeah, that's HugginsandScott.com. Go check out their website. They have auctions running every couple of months, and the next auction is February 2014. It runs from February 3rd to February 13th. All right, let's get to some more calls here. I think people woke up a little later today, but they're up now. Travis from Crown Point. What do you have, Travis?
I've got a 1931 team signed Philadelphia Athletics baseball.
That's good. Who's some of the bigger names on that one?
Jimmy Fox, yeah. Al Simmons, Connie Mack, Lefty Grove.
Wow.
Eddie Collins. It's pretty good ball. Yeah.
With all the publicity from the Yankees, you know, through the 20s and 30s, the Athletics had a couple really good teams mixed in there. What do you think, Bill? That's a great item, huh?
Yeah, I want to say we've had several of those from the 30, 31, 32 era where all those teams were, I think, in the World Series several of those years. And depending on the strength of the signature, the amount of the signatures and stuff like that and how it displays, it's a $3,000 to $8,000 ball. I know that's a big range, but there's a lot of factors that are going to go into narrowing that down. If I could see it, it would be a different – I could probably narrow it down even a little bit better for you.
Can a listener email you an item with a scan on, you know? On
oh, they do that all the time, Tom. Yeah, I'd be happy. You know, bill@HugginsandScott.com is my personal email, Travis. And I get guys that email me photos all the time. Much easier to tell something if I can see it rather than hear it.
And then Bill can, if you're thinking of auctioning it, he can, you know, give you a rough estimate and tell you how to proceed with getting him the item. That's a great auction item.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Travis. Next on the line, we have Matt from West Chicago. What's new, Matt?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I have a 2006 Pro Bowl jersey signed by Devin Hester with a COA. I think a 2007 Matt Forte autographed jersey and a Mike Ditka autographed football won by ESPN.
Really? Well, okay, let's see. The Ditka football, I would think 150 to 200. I wonder if, Forte is getting to be, if he can keep up for a few more years, he's got a definite Hall of Fame potential. And I would think as a returner, Hester has a Hall of Fame potential, actually, just as a returner. If he can get that, let's make a prediction here. I predict he breaks the record tonight with a return for a touchdown.
Okay. He's one short, right? He needs just one.
I think they're tied right now, Right. So that, I'll predict that right now. And
love to see it.
In case it doesn't happen, forget I said that, fellas.
I'll remind you next week.
Yeah, but that's at least $100 on each of those jerseys, depending on how they look and how they're authenticated, all that, all that type stuff. Now, here's an interesting item. We used to have a bobblehead guy that would come into T-Crown. I, of course, called him the bobblehead guy. I don't know what his name was. But Jeff from Plainfield has some bobbleheads from the 50s and 60s. That's good stuff. What do you have, Jeff?
I've got a Chief Wahoo and a smiling Texas Rangers cowboy. He's got a cowboy hat on. They've got the gold bases. Every indication that I can see, it looks like they're from the 50s or 60s.
So those are the only two you have. So if that's the only two you have, you're not the bobblehead guy.
No, I am not the bobblehead guy. My wife came across these because I like bobbleheads.
They're good, in good shape from the 50s and 60s. I've had some that'll go for a couple $100. Bill, do you know those particular ones he's talking about?
Well, the Indian one, the Chief Wahoo one, depending on what year it's from, although he said he has Texas Rangers. They didn't start till 72.
Yeah.
Okay, so is it possible?
Unless you've got the Houston Colt 45s, that's a different one. That would be highly sought after.
Yeah, but they're good items. You just maybe send pictures, and we could give you some more information depending on exactly what year and what they are. You can do a little research on those.
Condition is big on those, whether they have little cracks on the back of the head.
Right.
Because they are the plaster ones. They crack at a moment's notice, really.
Yeah, and that's a hard thing to ship, too, where it's a little risky if you're shipping bobbleheads. We've got to really package those well. Rich from the North Side is on. What do you have, Rich?
Hi, guys. Listen, I talked to you a couple weeks ago. I have a ball, 1968 College All-Star Game. I went to the show to try to get it authenticated. Nobody would touch it. They said I could authenticate the signature, so I brought it in line for Larry Zonka to look at it and maybe say that that was the ball. He goes, oh, yeah, that looks about right. And then he signs over another autograph on my football.
Oh,
yeah, and I didn't have to pay for it, but I was like, I really didn't want your signature, Larry.
Well, next time you're trying to get something authenticated, look up Jimmy Spence at JSA Authentication. Just take it to him. Don't take it to anybody else. Take it to an actual autograph authenticator to get it done. Larry's like, no, don't sign it. Okay, we have time for one more quick one here. Arthur from New Mexico. What do you have, Arthur, real fast? We're at the end.
I have a 1985 program from the Super Bowl that my uncle took to the training camp the next year and got it signed by the entire Bears team. So I have all the key players, like Walter Payton.
Yeah, very nice. That should be probably at least a grand. Very nice. It's time to do the drawings. Two drawings, Vince.
Okay, for the top 75th is going to be Ed from Hoffman Estates. Email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. Okay. I'll set up a delivery for you. And then the Green Lantern has won the box.
Oh, no, it's Tom Strata. Lantern, the doors are locked. I'm not letting you in. You got to come in this week, Lantern. Bill Huggins, HugginsandScott.com, Huggins and Scott Auctions, thanks for joining us. Merry Christmas, Bill. Merry Christmas, everybody out there. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be on again next week. Have a great holiday.